Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It's Charlotte Jones' birthday, so we're going to sing happy birthday to her. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Charlotte. Happy birthday to you. Hey, she's fine too, y'all. Let me tell you that.
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
Oh, Stephen and Jerry. Sweet spot, fun times. It's Shark Week, and at 3 o'clock, it's my toddler of the year, Ham.
Thank you, Mino. Eatsy's Market and Bakery brings you the tickets, Kenny Rogers, Monto.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ham. After we hear from Broken Mike, we'll say hello to the hardline, Bob Corby
Bob
Dave.
Bob Corby.
Yeah. But is it broken?
Nope.
I don't know.
It works. Is there a way to find out?
I think that's how it's supposed to sound.
Well, if we get a box of pizza, put it in there, and call in engineering, they'll come fix it.
Take a slice.
Four slices of pizza.
Save that for a top spot tomorrow.
All right.
Today.
Or now, whenever.
You guys are mean.
Why?
You're just mean.
What'd we do?
You're mean.
This can be our Am I the Jerk Junior.
There you go.
Today is Tuesday, July 28th, the 209th day of 2026. 156 days are left in the year. It is National Milk Chocolate Day. Better than dark.
What is the difference between milk chocolate and dark chocolate? I know it's
dark
darker.
Chocolate's bitter.
The amount of the cacao.
Cacao.
He stuttered.
I'm a fan of all.
Yeah, I don't think I eat enough to know the difference. What's a Hershey bar?
That is milk chocolate.
But they have dark chocolate.
But special
Hershey
dark
bars.
Is dark chocolate.
And they also, there's levels of dark chocolate, too.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, we're talking to a chocolate aficionado. Huh?
Chocolatier.
Yeah. I'm more of a white chocolate guy.
You always have been.
Yeah. It's also
there
world...
is, in fact, no chocolate in white chocolate.
What? Yeah. God, you blew Ham away.
You going to be okay, Ham?
What is he even saying?
That was the most legitimate reaction I've ever heard. What?
You take that back.
You don't know nothing about my chocolate.
Next thing you're going to tell me, there's no chicken in chicken food.
Well, let's not ruin his life. Yeah, look it up, Ham. He also found out that a chocolate truffle was not a mushroom. That was fun.
Ochre's not a fish.
Ochre not a fish. Right. It's a good one. It's World Hepatitis Day, so go on out.
Celebrate with those you love.
Yeah, and get some.
Which one?
All of them.
The good hepatitis or the bad hepatitis?
What's your favorite?
Good cholesterol and bad cholesterol.
Hepatitis G.
Yeah, I lean A, but I'll hear an argument for B and C.
Uh-huh.
On this date in the year 1868, the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution is certified.
Hang on. The 14th, is that guns?
That's the best one.
I'm going to let you try again.
All right. Hang on. Panties.
I'm assuming you mean like women's rights. Also wrong.
Oh.
What if there's a panties amendment?
Women can wear panties now.
Brother.
I don't give up. That's a list of all my
Daddy
politics.
Daddy just gave you a hint.
You all right, brother?
Slavery.
Oh.
Mm. This.
Just try not to blurt that out.
Established African-American citizenship and guaranteeing due process of law.
We forgot that one.
Yeah, I was way more into
We got to
guns.
It at 14.
You went
slavery.
With panties you could pee in first. On this date in the year,
the amendment.
1972, the Dallas Cowboys beat the College All-Stars 20-7.
Hell yeah.
They barely got on the board.
Gotta bring that beat back. Slavery! In 1994, Rusty Greer saves the game. and upholds Kenny Rogers' perfect game as he throws the only perfect game in Ranger history. Gordo in attendance, Corby on his couch.
No, oh, yeah. I was there.
I was there, too.
No, I was there.
I was there. Lando?
I was not there.
Oh.
I remember where I was, though.
Jail.
Do you go on.
Do please tell us a story.
I was at home.
Oh.
he was seven. I was listening to it on the radio.
At least you remember.
No one cares, Logan.
This was a real yay boo, though, because they found out that same day that the players were going to strike on August 12th.
Man.
Uncool.
I know people think Cleveland might have won it all that year. I'm going Rangers.
Yeah. First place, Texas Rangers.
Rangers. A Rangers Expos World Series.
10 games under.
Just saying. P1 birthdays. Hey, SA. Please wish my boy Cliff.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
There were F's on the end of that.
Wrong.
Yeah, it's Cliff. It's a common mistake.
Damn it. Typically, all that right, tone is reserved. It's reserved for Dave only.
Right.
I haven't heard that word on this station.
You read
in a
the
long
wrong
time.
You're reading the wrong part of the script.
Yeah, you read Dave's part.
You should hear the confusion when he tries to go get like a healthy granola bar.
Oh,
he's
man.
Walking into the convenience store. Drop request is the Craig Rosengarten Big Boy mashup. Not sure what that is. Keep rolling. So happy birthday, Cliff. Hey, YTS suck. Gosh.
I mean.
I would like for you to wish
another one.
Steve Davis a happy 56th birthday today. He is a day one P1.
I was behind on the script.
Steve. I don't have the energy for you.
His heroes are the Big Old Bear and Jennifer's Bottom.
Wait, our Steve Davis?
I think this is a different one.
Oh, it's probably a pretty common name.
I would imagine so.
Steve.
Not sure.
What, Davis? Come on.
There are about a million of them.
I'm going to wish our Steve Davis a happy life.
Oh. What about the guy that emailed for his birthday?
What about the P1?
Well, him too.
He's the day one P1.
All right, him too.
Unfortunately, he's been informed his wife did not wake him up in that special way. He would like to hear a Junior Campound spider reaction followed by a Bobgasm. Thanks for what you do to your bodies from P1 Todd, sent from his OnStar. Bob was just loving that.
Obviously.
Couldn't control himself. Marty Brenneman is 84 today. Yeah, that's my son. He's the one who said it. What do you think, taught him the word? Dana White, 57.
Bob.
Yeah.
Hero.
Might have got duped by him.
Okay.
Did he speak at that thing you were at with my pillow guy and...
No, he's not.
And Jared from Subway.
Yeah. No.
Right.
Kevin Sorbo.
Yeah, who's the...
He has done some speaking, though.
Who's the faith healer that's married to the guy from Journey that you opened up for?
Paula White? Is that her name?
Paula Poundstone?
No, I think she's like the spiritual advisor to DT.
Bean Kane?
Candace Bure.
She's one of them hand healers. Like she puts her hands on you. And you're
oh,
good.
Nice! Yeah. Like a hand angel.
It's all real.
It's Paula. Yeah, it's Paula White.
Fresh
that's,
pepper.
That's who she is.
Was she the one that was like a good cook and then said the N word?
That's Paula Deen.
The sausage maker.
No, it's Jimmy.
Was
that's a reduction.
A good cook.
Now Jimmy. She's a terrible cook.
Yeah. The second that word came out of her mouth,
she couldn't even turn the oven on anymore.
Dang it, I forgot. Manu Ginobili, 49.
Greatness.
Boy, he spent some time at the Death Star over the last couple months.
Finally gave it up and shaved his head.
He probably should have, did that.
In like 03.
Cain Velasquez, 44.
He did time, right?
Mark that.
Four?
I feel like...
He was
embezzlement.
Defending a family member and beat the living S out of somebody and
had to do time. Was it because of a like a somebody molested someone and he was taken up for the family member?
I wanna say
I think you're right.
It was something along those lines. So he did time like in a movie script good way.
But he sleeps good at night.
Yeah.
But he got shivved.
I doubt it. He's doing okay.
Yeah, the man that he intended to shoot had been arrested for committing child sexual abuse on Velasquez's son at a daycare.
Jeez.
Yeah. You might want to take the law into your own
hands. He tried to shoot him? Yeah. He didn't just go whip his ass?
He shot at him, yeah. He tried to kill him.
Oh.
I wouldn't go that far.
They arrested and booked him on attempted first-degree murder.
Now you know this.
Feels like a movie script, right?
The rest of the story.
But it would have been cooler if he would have went in there and like karate'd him, just beat the living crap out of him.
Did
not
he put him in an armbar?
When he went into prison, did he play soccer at all?
He was incarcerated for 8 months and then house arrest.
So probably not.
Doesn't sound like it.
Do you think he won the belt though in the yard?
Probably a good shot at that.
He's 6'2", 240.
Turning 42 today, Zach Parise.
Great American.
Mm-hmm. Ryan Tannehill, 38.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, how many days in a row does Ryan Tannehill have a birthday?
Oh, yeah. I'm reading yesterday.
Maybe this. Hold on, though. This
like exactly at the stroke of midnight.
This could be wide receiver Ryan Tannehill and
that's
quarterback.
Right. Born one day apart.
Yeah.
I like
yesterday.
Where at 11:59:50. His head comes out, and then right past midnight, the feet come flying out.
Right. Yeah.
So you get two birthdays.
Two birthdays. Greg Hardy, 38.
Yeah.
Corby.
God.
Like Corby's
machine gun Kelly.
Tell you about Greg Hardy. You still have the jersey?
Elf had him on.
How is he only 38? That guy, I feel like, was here in 2012. God, and you were all for it. Yeah, I mean, whatever helps a team.
Yeah, man, how much money do I need to give?
You built your career on hoping the Cowboys suck.
Have you seen his lean getting around the edge?
Harry Kane, 33.
Greatest.
Frank Ntilikina, 28.
Oh.
Maverick.
Wait till he comes and fixes everything.
Peter Cullen. Imagine that'll get cut off. Peter Cullen, 85.
Wait until he.
You know, he was impactful.
You could fill the room.
Just wait.
Peter Cullen, the voice of Optimus Prime. Great voice.
Oh.
Scott Pelley, legend. 69.
That's cold.
Lori Loughlin, 62.
That's the SAT lady, right?
Yeah, bought her kids way into Stanford.
Bye.
Yep. Elizabeth Berkeley, 54.
I think it was USC, which isn't even that USC, hard to get into.
Showgirls.
What a dumb bitch.
Gosh. Hannah Waddingham, 52.
Heck yeah.
Of Ted Shame. Lasso and Game of Thrones.
I thought she was 70, and she's only 52.
Shame. Gorgeous. Afro Man, 52. Lando Jacoby Shaddix is 50.
Lando.
Please name your son Jalando.
If it's a girl, yeah.
Yeah.
He is the lead singer of Papa Roach.
Oh, man.
John David Washington, 42.
Four.
Good actor.
Completely black.
Soha Boy, 36.
Mm-hmm.
Completely black.
And Peter Claffey, 30. That is Dunk from Knights of the Seven Kingdoms. Yes. Yeah.
Three.
Born to Say Now Dead, we have
two.
Jackie O. Jackie Kennedy, 08 and different Jackie. Vita Blue, Abu Bakar al Baghdadi.
Is that the Ace of Spades?
Uh huh. Hugo Chavez, Down the State Still Dead. Ryan Sandberg.
Two.
Vivaldi.
Hmm.
And breaking news, Dusty Hill dead.
Dang. Five.
In 2021.
Four, two,
had the beard.
And
did he get buried with the fuzzy guitar?
Shut it down!
That spins.
Let's go!
Bye, Justin.
Bye, David.
Bye, four.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.